Brandon Albert, Justin Houston, both practiced this whole week. And we'll just see. I've got them down as questionable. We'll see. It'll be a stretch for them to make it, but they are listed as questionable. Dexter McCluster, practiced, did everything. We've got him listed as probable. Everybody else, and he practiced, he did everything. And everybody else did their, did you have any questions on? They all practiced and are ready to go. Listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Colts and having them giving them an opportunity to play in front of our fans. It's Fan Appreciation Day. I know our fans will be out of their minds. I mean, that's just how they roll, and it'll be nice and loud and great football weather. It'll be a little bit cold and two good football teams playing each other. And again, our guys had a good week of practice and prepared themselves right, and they'll be ready to go. Time's yours.
How do you feel like Justin Houston looked in practice this week?
You know, he did some good things, yeah. He did some good things. Moved around well. Looked better than he did last week. And so we'll just, we'll make a decision later here on it. But
I talked to Coach Sutton yesterday about Mike DeVito. He had talked about his ability to help other players, kind of like a coach in team meetings and stuff. How important is it to have a guy like DeVito on a team?
Yeah, well, Mike played for Coach Sutton at the Jets, and so he's the most familiar with the defense of probably anybody, just from experience alone. And then he's a smart kid on top of that, and takes a lot of pride in his job. He's got a great relationship with the rest of the room, and they respect him for not only being a tough guy and how he plays, but also for what he knows.
The label we hear a lot with Mike DeVito is an unsung hero. Does that fit him, in your opinion?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's just dirty tough and comes to work every day. And I think all three of those guys are that way. I mean, that's how they play. You're not going to get a lot of write-ups. You know that coming in, and you're probably not going to wake up on Monday feeling real good. I mean, you're going to be a little sore because you've been in there banging. But they love doing it. I mean, they love doing their job. So we're lucky to have all three of them, Mike,
You feel like this team's playing the best football they've played all year right now in December?
I think we have room to improve here. I mean, that's that's what's unique about this time. I think really in all three phases, that's the way the guys have practiced. So, but we're not where we need to be yet. There's some good things, and there's some things we need to work on. I mean, to answer your question, so we've got to keep it rolling.
You must have great trust in their concentration and ability to focus, because with the weather forecast for Sunday, you've been inside all week, and I know coaches like to get a better, crisper, more efficient practice, but do you give away something?
Well, that field out there is frozen, so and it didn't de-thaw with the warmer weather, so we came in. So I'm really not big on that either way. I spent a few years up in Green Bay, and heck, if it got below 50, we were inside. So I did it a little different at Philly, but I'm not big. We won games, so I don't worry too much about all that.
And what's the philosophy with you, man? You guys locked up the playoff spot. We've got three key guys. Do you tend to lean?
Yeah, I try to keep that as consistent throughout the year as possible. And I've told the players just that John Dorsey, one of his responsibilities and the thing that he and his crew take a lot of pride in is creating enough competition so if somebody goes down, that next person can come in, creating depth and quality depth. So that way, as a coach, it doesn't matter if it's now or if it was 5-6 weeks ago or if you're in the play. It doesn't matter. The player gets healthy, and when he's ready to come back, with the doctors and their advice, we take it all in and we go. You're never forced into a position to say, hey, you have to play. I mean, that's just not – we don't even go there. And we expect the next guy to come in and play.
No, Fasano's probably – I know you like him. He's a professional guy. He's pretty consistent. What are some of the under-the-radar things that he does that maybe you can't see the naked eye to fix off him?
He's got a lot of snaps under his belt. He's a good route runner, smart. He's a matchup that you can take advantage of in games?